You better have your pants cinched up good if you're gonna fly by the seat like you normally would. Yeah, the world is tough, the world is mean, but this'll be the worst day that you've ever seen.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Joel.
Guess what?
What?
We have a bonus episode of The Story Hole this month.
That's the best.
Now, our amazing episode.
The thriller in Anaheim. The action in Anaheim. Light the halo, he says.
It's not a thing they say.
Oh, it's not.
Charlie told me he pitched them a song.
Oh, okay.
Called Light Up the Halo.
I thought it was like
the stadium.
You know, in the fourth quarter at the Coliseum, USC games, they light the torch.
Oh.
I thought it was like that. Like at some point, something happened.
They
in
ought
the
to.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's a
actually.
Good idea he pitched to them.
Yeah, they should be. They have that giant halo by the freeway. Yeah. That should light up.
Anaheim Angels, if you're listening, light up the halo. All right. Charlie's episode was so chock full.
It was.
This bonus episode is not a throwaway.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, I was a little sad to lose it from the main episode.
Same.
Because more than what's in the main episode, it captures the spirit of the ball game.
That's sure
too. That aspect of the recording, which I love. So I'm very happy to give this a home as a bonus episode. And when Charlie made his disclaimer, I think even though the last one involved going to prison, I think this is the story that he was really talking about.
Of not being proud of.
Yeah, this is the one he wanted to assure everyone he was not bragging. And
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And this is a quick story. There's not a huge, this is not long.
No.
But it's fun.
It's really fun. And the way it ties in the atmosphere, the way it ties in the environment in which it was recorded.
100%.
If you haven't heard Charlie's episode.
You have to listen to Charlie's episode before this or you're going to be like, well, this isn't much of a show. Right? Just
right,
go back one episode.
This is just a story.
Yeah, this is just one story. There's more from Charlie. If this is the first time you're tuning in, welcome.
If you're a new listener who's seeing this because Charlie shared it,
mm-hmm.
I hate to do this to you, but I got homework for you. You got to go back and listen to Charlie's full episode. But really, what you should do is go back and listen to episode one.
The correct order is 1-6 bonus of 6. And then in your at your leisure, bro, you listen to 2 through 5.
But if you're about to turn it off because of all the bossing around, just listen to whatever you want.
Yeah, just listen. Listen,
don't go.
Come back. We're not like this
if
usually.
If anything, we're not about its rules.
No.
Over here at the story.
We're really not about rules.
So do whatever you like. We are suggesting for your optimum listening experience. Please enjoy this bonus episode of
yes.
The Story Hole.
So we spoke briefly earlier about this story that happened way back in 1991. I believe it was 91.
The 90s were a fertile era for stories for this podcast.
It was October of 1991.
Oof.
And a buddy of mine said, hey.
Uh-oh.
Whoa!
He's got
long
it.
Long drive to center field.
Trout's got it.
Check. That's the end of that inning. Anyway, so it's 1991, October. A friend of mine says, hey man, you want to go to Las Vegas? Warrant is playing with Motley Crue. And I was like, what? I said, fuck yeah, let's go. So we go out there and we're hanging out. A friend of ours, her dad was a mob boss, and he ran the Sahara and the Stardust. He was somehow deeply involved in both of those casinos.
Okay.
So we were staying at the Stardust.
Played by Joe Pesci in the movie.
Yeah, we're staying at the Stardust.
I made that up. Okay, go ahead.
And we get this phone call, and it's our friend Jen, and she says, hey, you guys should come over to the Sahara. Said okay. So we get over there and her and my manager are talking, and I was getting a beer, and I came back from getting a beer, and my manager says, hey, you want to go party with Red Fox? And I go, are you out of your mind? Of course, absolutely. So he goes, okay, come on. So we go to this elevator and we get on the elevator. The elevator doors open. We're way up, I don't know, 20 floors up or something. The elevator door opens. He's the biggest dude I ever seen in my life, standing in front of the door. And my manager goes, "We're here to see Red." And he goes, "What's your name?" He goes, "My name's Jerry." And he goes, "All right, come on." So we walk in, and it's like a whole floor. I mean, it was massive. This suite was huge. And it was a whole mass, basically the size of a whole casino floor. So we get off, and we walk in, and this thing is so big, and it's just full of hookers. And I mean, it was crazy. And I look over, and there's Red Fox sitting in his red smoking jacket. Uh-huh. On this big long velvet couch.
Okay.
With girls on both sides of him and this big long mirrored table in front of him full of cocaine.
Very
mounds,
handy.
Mounds of cocaine.
Okay.
And the on drive to right field, out. So
Wilfredo Tovar is out.
So I at this point I am in awe. I can't even believe it. I'm in Red Fox's massive suite. It's full of hookers and cocaine. So we walk over and my friend introduces me to Red and he says, Hey Red. And I'm gonna leak a little bit of information right here that I don't usually leak.
Well, let me set the scene for everyone.
Part of the story.
Real quick, because we won't go into it, but you were in a hair metal band, so you had like the long blonde hair.
I had long blonde hair and a different name.
Were you wearing and makeup or anything like that?
At this point, no, only on stage.
Okay.
But we were ruling that scene.
You were a total hair metal dude, though.
Well, we were like 70s glam rock.
Okay, but the look.
But, oh, yeah, very much, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the tail end of the Sunset Strip. It
right.
was the glory days of...
Right.
You know.
I just want people to be able to picture.
Right. So anyway, we walk over and the manager says to Red, "Hey, Red, this is Kid Ashley from Big Bang Babies." And Red Fox says, "Ooh, Big Bang Baby, don't get no better than that. Would you like some cocaine or perhaps to fuck some of my whores?"
Oh my God.
And I said, "Well, we'll see where it goes." And I mean, the rails on that mirrored table were like the size of pencils. It was ridiculous. It was like,
I can imagine.
It was the scene that you would imagine, like the 70s and 80s and all, you know.
Right.
Like, it was what the Motley Crue movie should have been.
Right.
You know. And that was on October 9th, Saturday, October 9th. Red Fox died on Monday, October 11th.
Wow. That was, uh-oh. Tommy La Stella.
And it's gone!
To right center field.
What a halo.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Nice homer from the sky, number 9.
Center fielder number 27.
All right, so that was a little bit of weird jubilation right after
that was pretty weird.
Red Fox died.
Yeah, that was pretty odd.
But it's not too soon.
No, I mean,
well, that's,
you know,
crazy. Well, you obviously don't
Red deserves it.
Yeah,
he was one
standing
of the greatest.
O for Red.
What a man.
Yeah.
Big Bang Babies, Ian.
There it is.
Don't get no better than that.
Red Fox, though. Whew.
Did you know, Red Fox, fun fact, did
Go.
You know that he worked in a restaurant back in the day, I'm forgetting where it was, I want to say Detroit, with another fella that went by the name Detroit Red, who later became known as Malcolm X.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
That's true. That's in the autobiography of Malcolm X, as told to Alex Haley.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were both called Red, and they were buddies.
So now we've connected Charlie to not only Daniel Baldwin,
but Malcolm X.
But Malcolm fucking X.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
This little bonus episode cut your wait time in half.
Yeah, and hope you enjoyed it, and yeah.
We're going to be back at you with a brand new episode. It's going to be fantastic. We appreciate you. Please come back. Tell your friends. We're still trying to grow this thing. Rate and review.
Send stories.
Subscribe.
All of it.
Send us a postcard. P.O. Box 7573. Burbank, California, 91510. And I'm going to go in and make sure that there's nothing weird with the P.O. boxes.
Okay. Check that.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Story Hole. The Story Hole is produced by Joel Huggins and Ian Golding. Our music was supplied by Missouri all-time greats, the Incontinentals. Thank you, fellas. We'll be back next month, but if you like what you've heard, please subscribe to us, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and please take a moment to write a nice review. Those reviews help us bump up in the ratings and help other people discover our little podcast here. For more, check us out on Instagram and at thestoryhole.com. Bye.